The memories of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita are still strong for people up and down the Gulf Coast. A federal mental health agency says as many as 500,000 people there may need help for depression, anger, and other problems as they try to rebuild their lives and face the prospect of new storms. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
He has the tenacity and determination of a soldier defending his ground. With reddened eyes and skin covered with drywall dust, Michael Knight, a tow truck driver, sits in his truck taking a break from rebuilding his house. It is a long building with light brown siding, a pristine oddity in a mostly deserted area of junked cars and homes smashed to bits by hurricane floodwaters in a still officially off-limits section of New Orleans.
I'm about to. Lights on, board on, everything.
New siding?
Washed. I just built this house like about a year before the storm, if that.
Besides his tow truck, there are two boats in Knight's backyard. He used them to rescue neighbors during Hurricane Katrina and angrily says police and city officials had abandoned the area.
I had to go find them to come see them people. I had nowhere to bring them. I had to go to the Army people and they gave us Army supplies and different stuff. I had to go looting stores to try to feed these people. These people had no water. They got these babies. You know, they ain't worried about what's going on now. Yeah, though, it's ridiculous. I left three right through this yard. I left three dead. I couldn't get them out. I got three out and three dead. That's not counting how many I saw dead now. But that's three that I can't sleep at like right now. I'm looking at you like this here drowning, you know, and I can't do nothing.
The sounds of rap music float from Knight's empty living room. A boombox sits next to new drywall. Knight's house is a hangout spot for friends who used to live in the neighborhood but whose own homes are destroyed.
When I go around my friends, it's a whole different other world I be around. I'm going to respect you, and that's all I ask you to do is respect me. And all the old folks love me. That's the only thing that I'm really missing. I go catch a cooler fish or two. I pass it out to the oop.
Knight walks away, his eyes fill with tears, and he sighs.
It's the only thing upset.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm all right. I just miss seeing them.
Yeah.
I left two down the street dead on a gate. Never gonna see them again.
Despite his grief, his stress, and his anger, Knight says he has no thoughts of leaving the area, even though he's surrounded by debris. Although his house is nearly in order, he says it was mostly his own sweat equity that pulled it together.
Every dime I could raise, scratch, steal, and borrow, I put in this house. Before the storm, I worked like about 25 years to save the money for them, build this house. I think I got a little better than $200,000 tied up in it.
Knight says he's struggling and doesn't feel as if he's received much help.
My hopes have went. It come and went at the same time.
Where, says Knight, are the counselors who might be able to help him cope? Authorities with the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration say the immense catastrophe and the loss that people suffered as a result of the hurricanes and how long it's taking the recovery have led to an overwhelming sense of hopelessness for some. The agency has produced public service announcements promoting a toll-free hotline number for counseling. It also funds, along with FEMA, a crisis counseling service for Louisiana called Louisiana Spirit. More than 600 counselors, trained professionals with social service agencies throughout Louisiana, help people still suffering the emotional effects of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Robert McGriff, who coordinated counseling for soldiers in Iraq, leads one of the teams led by Catholic Charities in New Orleans.
The thing about crisis counseling in this aspect is it's one-on-one. It's right there, spur of the moment. We can revisit up to 5 visits, and after that 5th visit, by the regulations given to us, we're supposed to refer that person to a mental health agency. With the people that were pre-Katrina that needed mental health and the ones post-Katrina, it's very overwhelming.
Hello. Hey, how are you? Is your mom home?
Crisis Counselor Donna Valerie is working in the open section of New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. She and a coworker are knocking on doors, blanketing the neighborhood with flyers, listing available services, and talking to people like Lawrence Lyons, who is sitting in his home with his elderly mother, his daughter, and grandchildren.
Well, you got anything for people that have been devastated and is about to flip out?
Oh, we have a counseling service that you can call. Yeah.
As Valerie answers the question, her coworker, Stacy Phelps, says it may seem like Lyons asked his question in jest, but she and Valerie know better.
You know, some people will, they just wait for you to walk up to them, and they're very open. And some people, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, if I was over here or, you know, if you can call me, but I do need to talk.
Not only talk, says Phelps, but having someone who can listen. A service she expects people will continue to need during this new hurricane season and as the anniversary of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita looms.
Hi, how you doing, sir? Mm-hmm. Hi. I'm with Louisiana Spirit, and I'm passing
Cheryl Corley,
information about
NPR News.
Available on the-